USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another setback in the Senate for the bill to provide health care to September 11th attack first responders who became sick because of their work. Kentucky Republican Rand Paul stopping Democrats who wanted to unanimously pass the bill on a voice vote. Paul says he wants a debate on the bill because it includes new spending.
We need to at the very least have this debate. I will be offering up an amendment if this bill should come to the floor, but until then I will object.
Despite Paul's action, the bill is still expected to ultimately win overwhelming passage in a few weeks. The Democratic National Committee's security chief warning Democratic presidential hopefuls not to use FaceApp, the popular smartphone app that's been trending lately that makes people look older, security experts saying it was developed by Russians and raises security issues. And this is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Crescent Tools. Most toolboxes contain a crescent wrench, which tradesmen and DIYers have trusted for more than a century. But what many call a crescent wrench isn't always the real deal. The reason? True crescent wrenches are made by Crescent Tools, which started producing the adjustable wrench in 1907. However, few realize that Crescent is the brand, not the tool. Nor do they understand that Crescent makes more than just wrenches. Brendan Walsh, Director of Product Management at Crescent Tools.
What a person thinks is a crescent wrench may just be an adjustable wrench, and there's a difference. We've innovated the crescent wrench to meet the needs of today's tool user and have expanded to offer a solid crew of tools in addition to wrenches.
While wrenches are their signature products, Crescent manufactures 2,800 tools including files, snips, storage cabinets, and measuring tapes, establishing Crescent Tools as one of the most respected professional hand tool brands in the world. So, the next time you reach into your toolbox, check to see if it's actually a crescent wrench or an imposter. For more information, visit www.crescenttool.com.
President Trump campaigns at a rally in North Carolina last night.
The Democrat agenda is anti-worker, anti-jobs, anti-citizen, anti-family, and anti-common sense.
At the rally, the president also continued his attacks on four minority women in the U.S. House, all Democrats, Trump painting the congresswomen as radical left-wing ideologues, and called the freshman lawmakers those who see the U.S. as a force of evil. More U.S. troops are headed to the southern border, the Pentagon announcing it has approved a request to deploy 2,100 troops in support of President Trump's immigration crackdown. 1,000 will come from the Texas National Guard. The rest will be active duty. Pentagon officials say they'll help with things like logistical support and aerial surveillance. First-time jobless claims up by about 8,000 last week, a little bit more than analysts were predicting. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The world's most notorious drug lord has finally been sentenced after a trial in the United States. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
62-year-old Joaquin El Chapo Guzman sentenced to life in an American prison. In the past, he had broken out of several Mexican prisons and remained on the run for years. His lawyer, Jeremy Lichtman, says his client was not given a fair trial, and they're going to appeal.
All we asked for was fairness, and no matter what you think of Joaquin Guzman, he still deserves a fair trial.
Guzman's expected to serve his time in the Supermax facility in Colorado. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Ebola outbreak in Congo has led to the declaration of an international health emergency. The declaration by the World Health Organization comes after Ebola spread to the Congo capital city, Goma. Dr. Robert Stephen is with the WHO.
This is still a regional emergency and by no way a global threat.
More than 1,600 people have died this year in Congo in the second deadliest Ebola outbreak in history. Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus hopes the government of Congo doesn't overreact.
Closing borders could have disastrous consequences for the lives and livelihoods of the people who cross the border.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.